opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so, I mean, we were coming up on this, you know, deadline in the Kansas law, June 30. You know, it was kind of a technical deadline. We can extend it even after that at the next meeting, which is basically what's going to happen. But as the teams were starting to communicate, I mean, the one thing we as leaders in Kansas didn't want to be is just pawns, you know, in a negotiation. So I had asked for kind of a demonstration that we're having some serious conversations, and was very thankful to Mark Donovan for providing kind of that update to the ability he could. So it would give us a reason to go ahead and extend the time frame.
This letter, was this like a joint statement? Was this them releasing it and giving you guys the approval to release this letter? Do you guys both approve it? Just, I want more clarity on that. You mentioned that you wanted a little bit more clarity from the Chiefs. Did they approve you guys, I guess, leaking this, so to speak?
Well, it really wasn't leaked. They knew. I asked anything they were, I had told them anything they'd send me eventually be made public, right? Because that's, I mean, we're a legislature. You know, we don't have non-disclosures. I mean, it's a public thing. So they knew. So they sent the letter, and then I developed the response, and then we let everybody know that communication had happened. I wanted the public to know kind of where things were at.
When you mentioned wanting the public to know, how important is that to you, that the public be made aware of all of this? I think some of the complaints on both sides of state line has been the lack of transparency in all of this. How important to you is that people do know what's going on in this process?
Well, it's just important to me from a kind of a legislative standpoint, right? The public to know, because nothing from our end has been concealed, right? We had a public open debate on the incentive piece around the star bonds. And I mean, it had to meet certain parameters too, right? Kansas is in a great spot. We didn't have to raise a tax. We don't have to put any taxpayer on liability for anything. So we just put our best offer on the table. And then we've been waiting to see what will happen in the negotiations, right? Because you have to find a spot and deal with developers and things like that. We were just waiting to see if that was moving forward. And now that we're here on this date, I just needed some real indication that to use football analogy, right, that they were moving down the field.
Right now, we're joined by Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Did you guys ever have a conversation about maybe keeping that hard deadline and kind of forcing the Chiefs to make a decision on what they wanted to do sooner rather than later?
Yeah, well, it's a little more complicated than just having a hard deadline on the decision. We would have needed time to review the proposals, right, and approve a proposal. Because, I mean, it's pretty complex. You have to have a star bonds district, and those lines would have to be drawn. So it would have almost been impossible for them to get at this point, unless they were completely done already, for them to get something to us in time for us to approve before June 30.
We've had multiple politicians on the other side of state line, and in some ways they've kind of tried to poke holes in you guys' offer. There's a lot of people right now that are listening that are on your side of state line that are in Kansas. Can you explain the offer and what makes this the better offer for them compared to what the teams are being offered from Missouri?
Yeah, sure. I mean, because Kansas's offer is actually relatively simple, right? These what we call star bonds, so that's, you know, sales tax backed revenues. So it takes an area, so it has to be around growth, so you would just draw an area around where the stadium would be built, and any increase in sales tax revenues can go to pay bonds, right, that build the stadium. So that's what's the beautiful thing about the Kansas offer, because that can cover up to 70% of the stadium costs, and we didn't have to raise a single tax. So it's all developed on growth. And I know, see, Missouri, they don't have that same type of tool in the toolbox, and they're having to give up, well, tens of millions of current revenues into their coffers to make that happen, and they still can't get to the same level of coverage that Kansas has.
Right now, we're talking to Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas, learning more about the letter that was released yesterday by Mark Donovan and the progress that is being made potentially in Kansas about building a stadium. How would you describe the conversations that you guys are having with the Chiefs right now? Are they productive? Are they moving forward? How would you kind of describe those conversations that you're having?
Yeah, I would say productive. I mean, we were a little disappointed that it wasn't moving faster, right? When we passed the law, obviously, we thought a year would be sufficient, but now we're looking at that. I'm glad we put the potential for an extension in there, because I think there was some dragging of the feet kind of internally, because there's so many people. When you have such a public negotiation, you know, you're involving the executive branch, the legislative branch, the businesses, the developers. I think it's taking a lot more time than we would have liked to have seen. But I would definitely describe it as productive.
You mentioned earlier about not wanting to be a pawn in this process. Have you guys felt like that at any point in these negotiations? Do you feel like they've been kind of using you and Missouri kind of playing one against the other?
So I personally have not, but I think there are those, right? Because if you've got limited information.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On what's going on, I think there's kind of that sense. Plus, there is some of the sentimental value of the Arrowhead in Missouri. I mean, our main focus engaging in this, besides the fact we had nothing to lose, was we didn't want the Chiefs, well, or the Royals for that matter, leaving the Metro, because that helps both our states. I mean, can you imagine a Kansas City with no Chiefs and no Royals? You know, as a sports fan myself, I mean, kind of a top priority was making sure they had options to stay in our market.
One thing I think that is noticeable in this letter is from the Chiefs. It is not a letter from the Royals. You mentioned productive with the Chiefs. How would you define the conversations with the Royals?
I would define those also productive. And I think those negotiations are ongoing as well. There was a verbal request for extension from the Royals, but nothing in writing.
Yeah, because just looking at the two, I mean, the Chiefs to me seems very straightforward. Like, I think we all know where the Chiefs stadium would be. It's either going to be where they currently are and it's going to be a renovation, or it's likely going to be out by the Legends. The conversations with the Royals seem far more complicated, because it feels like there's four or five different places in the city where ultimately their stadium could land.
Well, I think that's a good read on it. That is correct, right? The Royals have a few more options of places they could go. And it's also more complex for them, because you have more individual landowners and that you have to deal with, right? Pretty complex negotiations where, you know, you go out by the legends and you really have one main landowner out there around the speedway, which makes it less complicated.
Right now we're talking to Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Maybe this is just a question of your personal opinion. Do you have an opinion or do you have a preference when it comes to the Royals going to 119th and all or the Royals going out by the legends?
I really don't. You know, I'm from Wichita. And so for me, driving up to 119th and all or driving the legends 6-1, half a dozen the other, for me, I would just like to see them land.
Do you have an idea or a sense of when this thing could potentially be wrapped up? I mean, you're in this every single day. I don't have to tell you that fans are just kind of ready for a decision, whether it's going to be on the Missouri side, Kansas side. People are just ready for the teams to kind of give us an answer on what they want to do. Do you have a sense on how close we are to maybe getting a closure on this decision?
It honestly feels a little closer with the Royals than it does with the Chiefs at this point as far as getting to a conclusion. I mean, that clock's going to run out by the end of this calendar year, I can tell you that. I mean, technically the law extends for a full year, which would put it into – but we as the LCC can kind of set an arbitrary deadline of when we would not or would or would not take it up. And we've pretty much communicated – and I put that in my response. We really need a final answer before the end of this calendar year.
That's interesting you say that. Why do you feel like the Royals are closer to make a decision than the Chiefs are?
I just think there's no sentimental value for them, apparently, on the Missouri side. They seem to be a lot more, in my opinion, they seem to be a lot more aggressively pursuing Kansas locations.
Right now we're talking to Ty Masterson here for a couple of more minutes. Do you think that the Chiefs are having conversations exclusively with Kansas, or do you think there's still conversations that are happening on both sides?
Oh, I would imagine they're happening on both sides just because that's, you know, it's business, right? That's, in the end, for us, it's entertainment and sports, but for them, it's you know, multi-billion-dollar business. So it's the bottom line that matters most to them. So I'm sure they're evaluating every possible scenario at this point.
Last two questions here. We appreciate your time. I guess first question is, do you have a potential timeline for this? You mentioned the end of the year. You mentioned one team's closer than the other team. Now with this extension, it seems like obviously there's more time on both sides. I feel like we've heard close for the last 6 months. Hey, it's close, it's close, it's close. And yesterday was really the first advancement that I think we've had in this story. Do you think we're 30 days away, 60 days away? How far away do you think we potentially are?
Well, you know, I mean, for me to do that, I'd be kind of pulling it out of my own rear end. But, right, I'm thinking 60, 90 days.
Last thing here, how confident are you that the state of Kansas will have either one or both of the pro teams?
Honestly, I'm cautiously optimistic that we could pull them both.
And that is Ty Masterson joining us on the show today. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. Yesterday, we got a letter from Mark Donovan express certainly optimistic talks that are happening with the state. Sir, it was really an honor and a privilege to have you join us today. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me. Have a good weekend, man.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.